Brian Noonan in for Ro Khanna and Anna DeVellantes. We're not running the Carnarvon Wagon Open because it's not Friday. However, we are doing an advanced Thursday edition of the Carnarvon Wagon because, again, we will not be here tomorrow. There's the Music City Bowl game and then the Blackhawks hockey. So this is the last Ro Khanna and Anna DeVellantes show of 2017. I am happy to be here. I'll be with you again Monday and Tuesday as well. So today, as you're sitting there, you've probably made your plans for New Year's Eve. Everybody focuses on New Year's Eve. What you need to do is forget New Year's Eve. You need to think past into 2018. And that's why Tim Griffin is here. He's the general manager of Carnarvon. A wonderful, wonderful. If you haven't been to Carnarvon, I don't know where you've been for the last 12 years. It is a restaurant that truly makes me happy every time I walk in it. Tim is the general manager. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Now, as I'm saying, we got to look ahead because, you know, people, New Year's Eve, you guys are already sold out. We can't even talk to you about New Year's Eve. Carnarvon, very popular. But what we can talk about, which is very exciting, is January 7th. Every month, you guys do a specialty brunch on Sunday. January 7th, the first Sunday of 2018, people can roll out of bed in their pajamas and go over to Carnarvon at 702 West Fulton in their pajamas for the big pajama brunch. This sounds too cozy and too wonderful to me.
That's right, Brian. And thanks for having me here. January 7th, Carnarvon's annual pajama brunch, and just like you said, wake up in your pajamas, push the button on your phone, get your Uber, run right over, sit down.
That's perfect.
Enjoy a huge, fantastic brunch, and go right back in your Uber and back to your couch.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm an adult, 21 or over, and I show up in my pajamas, which I'm wanting to do because I wander around in my pajamas all the time, people think I don't have
a
home.
Did you get some for Christmas, pajamas?
I got some special ones that I wore did. Christmas morning. Did you get a onesie or did you go two-piece?
No, two-piece. I'm a two-piece
guy. You got to go with the onesie. But if you're an adult and you come in your pajamas, you're giving everybody a free mimosa.
Oh, yeah. We'll fill up your mimosa glass.
That's terrific. So you got mimosas. You've got not only make your own Bloody Mary bar, which people see, but you have someone to guide us through the experience. Some of us are novices. We think, well, we'll get some tomato juice and some vodka, we'll be fine. But no, that's not enough, is it?
We have our whole bar filled with different ingredients, condiments. Chef brings out food from the kitchen, different kinds of different temperatures of tomato juice, you know, any kind of bacon you could ever imagine, peppers, olives, pickles. There's hot dishes out there that you can put sliders and empanadas and you name it. You can spend a while there, and your skewer usually knocks over your glass by the time you put it in it.
Is there ever too much? This is a debate we've been having. Are there ever too many accoutrements to go with a Bloody Mary,
or is it
the more the merrier?
No, sir.
All right.
That's part of your brunch right there.
Yeah, exactly, because you're getting a lot of food groups, some protein, some vegetables, right. Little sodium from the bacon if you put that in there.
It's like a grown-up tea party.
There you go, Violetta. You just keep adding things and adding things. You have to come down, Violetta. There is quite the spread here. We've got some drinks. We'll get into what's here. But for those people who haven't been to Carnarvon, and again, if you've driven through Hubbard's Cave heading north on the Kennedy, and you've looked up at the beautiful, brightly colored building there, that's Carnarvon. They've been there 12 years, which is unbelievable. Congratulations. For a restaurant to thrive for that long is quite an accomplishment. For those who aren't familiar, give us the background. What is Carnarvon about? What kind of food can people expect? What's the atmosphere?
What's going on? I like to say it's the most exciting restaurant in Chicago. We are at the entrance of the Fulton Market District, which is now a huge neighborhood with all kinds of different restaurants. We are known for our great food, Chef Rodolfo Cuadros. He is fantastic, puts a lot of love into all his food, and service is highly recommended. We have a great team, service team over there.
And it's a comedy. It's a South American, Mexican. There's a lot of different regions that go into the cuisine.
Yes,
right?
Carnarvon is celebrated all around the globe, so we like to say we're a global restaurant. Latin American inspired, but we certainly have food from all around the globe.
And it's, the thing for me, the food, as you mentioned, top-notch. The drinks are always good. The service is great. There's something about the energy in that room. When you walk into the main dining room, the bar is really cool up front. But when you walk into the main dining room, there's something about the colors and the fixtures. And it just, you feel good walking into Carnarvon.
How do you like the atmosphere there? It's exciting.
It's unbelievable.
It?
I love to, I told you, I smile every time I'm in there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I like to say the wow factor. You walk through the door into our main dining room, yeah. And I stand there and watch people's faces, and most of the time they say, wow.
Well, it's such, you've got such a high ceiling because you've got the upstairs dining toward the back, but the main floor, it's so wide open, and you just, you don't feel cramped in like you do at a lot of places.
World-class art collection in our place, the paint, the ceilings,
not too shabby.
The decor, the people in the room are all part of it. It's a great time.
It is all together, works out wonderfully. All right, if you want to go to this pajama brunch, which is Sunday, January 7th, you need to make your reservations. Go to carnivalchicago.com. You can learn all about the brunches. You can make reservations for other nights. You don't have to just go for brunch. You can go anytime to Carnival and enjoy yourself. All the information is right there, carnivalchicago.com. We're going to take a quick break and do traffic. And then there are some wonderful dishes here. We're going to try some of the wonderful Carnival food. My usually tight board and no dead air was thrown off because Camille was out here taking wonderful pictures of the spread brought into us from our friends at Carnival. It is an early Carnival this week. Carnival, if you have not been, is at 702 West Fulton. You can go to carnivalchicago.com to get all the information. January 7th, because you need to already start planning for the new year. Look ahead. The holidays, oh, sure, everybody makes a big deal of the holidays. Then you get to the first weekend in January, like, oh, what am I going to do? You're going to go to Carnival on January 7th for the big pajama brunch, the annual pajama brunch. Roll out of bed. Go in your pajamas. This is the only time. Tim, correct me if I'm wrong. This is the only time it's really acceptable to wear pajamas into Carnival. Would you agree?
We might look a little funny if you walk in pajamas.
Just on a random Wednesday night, if I come into my jammies, you're not going to be happy.
I'd invite you in anyways.
Well, I know. You're very hospitable but, you know, other people, we don't want them. But on January 7th, if you're an adult and you come in your pajamas, Carnival will give you a mimosa as well. You're going to have a photo booth there. You're going to have a live DJ. It is going to be a great way to kick off 2018. The menu there, as we mentioned, it's Latin-inspired, global, it's wonderful. You have brought a couple of things here. What do we have? Because everything looks terrific. Sam is hovering over there. I said, now that we've taken the picture, Sam, you can, now you're free to eat. So what do we have?
Right. So we have a lot of great dishes for brunch. We brought a couple of them today. The first one is our ropa vieja, and that is braised veal cheek in a malanga shell. And it has a amarillo aioli and fresh cheese sprinkled on top.
Ooh.
And it's fabulous.
I have had that before, and it is fabulous.
The braised veal cheek cooks all day long, makes the place smell good, and oh, it's so delicious.
Your mouth is watering, too.
I'm hoping to get one of those
please,
when
I
the
hope
crew over here gets done. So we have the ropa vieja. And then we have our key lime stuffed French toast. It's key lime.
That looks insane.
You need a shovel to eat that one. Key lime stuffed French toast. It's got some whipped cream, fresh berries, and topped with, get this, brown butter pineapple syrup.
I need to eat in my pajamas, because if I had anything with a waistband, I would be horribly uncomfortable by the end of brunch. So this way I can wear nice comfy clothes, I can roll in, and then you can just roll me out.
That's all
at 3:30.
That's what it's all about, being
perfect.
Comfortable.
It is all about it.
You just eat and go back to your remote control. The rest of the day, you're all set.
And no visit to Carnival is complete without a cocktail.
Right.
So we've this has been painstakingly crafted here. What do we have?
So we have one of our cocktails crafted by Daryl Friedman, the Running with the Bulls. It's vodka, pink guava puree, and our fresh squeezed lime juice. We have a juice squeezer at our place. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
You got to see it. So,
and you just have one guy with a giant forearm who's just squeezing juice all day?
No, it does it for you.
Really?
You got to see this thing. It's unbelievable.
That's nice.
So the fresh squeezed orange juice, and then, of course, to get your day going, it's topped with Red Bull. So we sprinkle some Red Bull in there.
Sure.
And there's two pineapple leaves sticking out of it that make it look like horns.
Well, that's the other. Everything is dressed up. There's always good garnish on all the cocktails. Everything looks nice. So yes, you've got the bullhorns coming out of there and the guava juice. It's unbelievable. So the menu for brunch, what are some of these? Obviously the rojo de viejo and the key lime stuffed French toast. These are some highlights. What else can people expect on the brunch menu?
We have all kinds of good stuff. Bacon wrapped dates, they're almond stuffed dates. Chilaquiles, is people come from all over the place to eat our chilaquiles. Chicken and waffles, of course, is a favorite.
Okay.
My personal favorite?
Yeah, what's your personal favorite?
I'm a brisket guy, and I love skillets. So the braised brisket skillet is outstanding. Come on by and join me for once.
Yeah, that sounds all right. Now, Carnival, it's huge. You guys do private events and private parties too, right? People can rent out certain spots. Because you've got little alcoves and little rooms that can, the beautiful curtains, so you can shut it off. What size parties do you handle?
Private events from 10 to 1,000 people. We just got done with the holiday season, had some unbelievable holiday events.
I can imagine.
Aerialist swinging from the ceiling. You know, Mr. C, Santa Claus came through a few different times, but lots of different ways.
Carnival can do that other restaurants can't. When you say we have aerialists from the ceiling, I'm like, yeah, there's plenty of room for that. That doesn't surprise me at all.
That's a typical Friday night at Carnival. we call it the show. On Friday night, you come to the show, and you never know what's going to pop up. All kinds of entertainment, belly dancers, conga players, trumpets, DJs, aerialists. I mean, it's never ending, and we're looking forward to the lineup in 2018.
Wow, and that's every Friday night.
Every Friday night.
Special events. Again, there's so much to talk about. CarnivalChicago.com is the website, because you have the Carnival Universities, which I mentioned I've gone to a couple. Tell people what those are about
real quick. University, we do it once a month. Daryl Freeman is in charge of our beverage program, and he comes up with a different idea every month. We just got done with the holiday drink session.
Yep.
It's kind of an interactive classroom where you're eating and drinking while you're making the drinks.
Drinking is key because you are doing you're doing a lot of drinking while you're at the university.
Not too many classes you got to sit and drink.
My regular college career. Right. A lot of drinking.
We teach you how to make it, and you go home and you try and make them at home for your friends. But the class is fantastic. It's sold out every month. So if you get the get news about it, come on over and see us.
The nice thing is you guys are on Facebook. That's how I first learned about the university. So you can follow Carnival on Facebook. Go to CarnivalChicago.com. I hear rumor that the January University is a champagne and saber opening. Is that correct? So I can learn to open a bottle with a saber.
Yeah.
Which sounds unbelievably dangerous and fun, and I can't wait to, hold a giant blade at a bottle.
I'm wondering who's going to get to do that.
Yeah, I'm wondering who Angie's going to do it. Now, how many? Well, you only have two hands, so it's going to be very good.
Be a fun one.
Again, Carnival is at 702 West Fulton. Go to CarnivalChicago.com. January 7th, for the slacker in all of us who likes a slacker with fine taste, it's the annual pajama brunch from 10:30 to 3. Make your reservations at CarnivalChicago.com. Go in your pajamas, enjoy an unbelievable menu of wonderful food, enjoy some cocktails like the Running with the Bull, and you just have fun. And if you're an adult and you wear your pajamas, they'll give you a mimosa. Go through the Bloody Mary bar. You'll have a tour guide to take you, so you'll have all the experiences of the Bloody Mary. It's going to be a wonderful brunch. Tim, it was great to meet you. Thanks for coming in. Continued success, as I said. It's one of my favorite places, so I'm very happy that you came in, and good luck New Year's Eve. I know it's going to be crazy for you, and then have fun on the 7th. I want to see you in a onesie, though. Very disappointed that you're a two-piece pajama guy. We got to get you into a onesie.